This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Charles E. Ledesma reports on a strike in central Gaza, a West Bank funeral, and tensions at a London rally.
On Saturday, at least five police officers were killed in an Israeli strike on a car in the Nusayrat refugee camp, medical officials say. They were taken to hospital at Deir al-Bala and counted by Associated Press journalists. The police are a civilian force distinct from Hamas's military wing. Meanwhile, hundreds attended the funeral for Islam Kamesa, a member of the Islamic Jihad, through the streets of Jenin, killed in an Israeli hit late Friday. Health officials say at least eight people have been injured in that strike and taken to nearby hospitals. I'm Charles Dibbesma.
Dozens of people are dead following a fresh bout of heavy rain and flooding in central Afghanistan, according to an official. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting.
They told Reuters information on how many people were injured in the rain spell that began on Friday was not yet available, and added that some 2,000 houses were completely destroyed and many more damaged. Key roads to the area had also been cut off, and shops were underwater in the province's capital, Firozpur. This man said it also ruined goods and land. Everything, the property and cattle and sheep, it destroyed them all, he said. Last week, flash floods caused by heavy rains devastated villages in northern Afghanistan, killing at least 315 people, authorities said. Afghanistan is prone to natural disasters. The United Nations considers it one of the countries most vulnerable to climate change.
The man accused of attempting to assassinate Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico has been ordered to remain behind bars. Fico is in serious condition, but stable after surviving multiple gunshot. A court spokesperson said he's concerned about the release of the suspect. This is VOA News. A divisive mobilization law in Ukraine came into force on Saturday. As Kyiv struggles to boost troop numbers after Russia launched a new offensive that some fear could close in on Ukraine's second largest city. The legislation, which was watered down from its original draft, will make it easier to identify every conscript in the country. It also provides incentives to soldiers, such as cash bonuses or money toward buying a house or a car that some analysts say Ukraine can't afford. Three Spanish tourists were killed and at least one Spaniard was injured in an attack by gunmen in Afghanistan's central Bamyan province. Reuters' Ryan Cheng has those details.
The Taliban Interior Ministry says it made four arrests linked to the attack, which also left several foreign nationals and Afghans injured. It's among the most serious attacks targeting foreign citizens since foreign forces left Afghanistan and the Taliban took over the country in 2021. It's unclear why the attack happened. Mountainous Bamyan is home to a UNESCO World Heritage Site and the remains of two giant Buddha statues blown up by the Taliban during their previous rule in 2001. The Taliban have since 2021 let a small number of tourists visit and access the Buddha statues.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on the rallying cry against non-citizen migrants voting in the upcoming election, although experts say it's not a real concern.
Former President Trump earlier this year, without evidence, began to suggest Democrats are encouraging illegal immigration so they can register the newcomers to vote. There is no indication that migrants who are not citizens are voting in significant numbers. There were 41 instances found in North Carolina in 2016, 41 out of 4.8 million votes cast. So that breach is statistically insignificant. Ohio officials recently found 137 cases of non-citizens registering to vote, but their screening mechanisms flagged those applications, and the state is removing them from voter rolls. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Taliban officials say flash floods from heavy seasonal rains have killed at least 68 people in Afghanistan, adding to the death toll, and was based on preliminary reports. In the hard-hit western province of Ghor, 50 people were reported dead alone. Province has also suffered significant financial losses after thousands of homes and properties were damaged and hundreds of hectares of agricultural land destroyed following the floods. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.